Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Well, for the second time in a week, turbulence hit the headlines. 8 passengers were taken to hospital after a flight from Doha to Dublin experienced turbulence. And Emma Rose and Connor were on that flight. They're with me on the show. Emma Rose, can you tell us what happened? You were on the flight. When did this start?
It was an hour and a half in, and to be honest, I was kind of half asleep. I was trying to, we hadn't gotten much sleep in Doha. We were stopped there for about 6 hours, and the dinner service had just started. So the flight attendant was, I was on the aisle seat. Connor was next to me on the right, and the flight attendant was in the aisle with the trolleys, the drinks trolleys and the food, and she was serving kind of the row in front of us. And then suddenly, like, the plane just, it just fell, it just dropped. And the flight attendant went flying into the air, and all the food and the drinks and everything went flying into the air. And it was just, I don't know, thinking back, it's kind of in slow motion. So I couldn't even say for certain how long we were falling, but yeah, it was just panic then after that.
That feeling that you described, Emma Rose, of falling, is it literally as if, like, for you as a passenger in the plane, is it as if your stomach is falling, like the plane has dropped? Can you just describe that for us?
Yeah, it's like, you know, in the theme parks, they have these simulators that you can do. It was basically that in real life. It was just, yeah, you just feel like you're falling. Like, and, you know, we were kind of, luckily we had our seatbelts on, but you could just feel yourself go up, you know. But I can't imagine how the poor flight attendants, well, obviously, with everything around them and all standing, like, so they kind of took the brunt of it.
So it was as if the flight attendant just took a jump in the air.
Yeah, like just freeze, like just went flying. Now I luckily I don't think she, I don't remember her hitting the top, but she was definitely in.
And the food and the drink, of course, that, you know, that was been handed out, it was during the meal service. Your partner Emma Rose Connor is with us on the line as well. Sure, I presume that must have just went everywhere.
Yeah, I just remember when Emma was asleep next to me and I was in the middle, and we would normally expect turbulence on a flight, but nothing like that magnitude. And to see, like, the food and the air hostess go up in the air, and to see the food just on the ceiling as well and just all over the aisle, it was quite surreal.
So you were on the flight, Emma said, about an hour and a half at that stage. This is a connecting flight, though, Connor, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were flying from, we flew from Phuket in Thailand to Doha. And as Emma said, we had about a 6 hour layover, and then we were flying from Doha back to Ireland.
And this is about an hour and a half into the flight that this happened then. Have you ever experienced anything like that before, Connor?
No, like, as I was saying earlier on, when you're on a flight, you do expect the odd bit of turbulence, but nothing like that before. And usually on a flight, the pilot would tell you over the aircon that there will be turbulence, that to have your seatbelt buckled and everything like that. Mm. But nothing like that. It just came out of nowhere.
And what was the reaction, Emma, from other passengers, you know, when this first happened, this kind of drop, as you described it?
To be honest, I think it was so out of the blue that people, you know, it took too long to react. There was a bit of kind of like, whoa, you know, but there wasn't any screaming as such until like afterwards. It was, I don't know, I think just the panic set in kind of after it kind of ended. And then for the rest of the flight, absent, kind of eerily quiet. It was like everyone was just like not afraid to talk, but, you know, just afraid of what might happen. Like, I know for myself, I was afraid to take my seatbelt off. We had 5 hours of this flight left. So, you know, it was like, is it going to happen again? Do we have to? Because at one point the pilot did say, like, you know, they're going to see, do we need to land somewhere else or can we keep going to Dublin? Because obviously then people were injured. And because all the flight attendants and everything.
Do you know what happened, Connor, that obviously, like, maybe depending on where people were seated or if they were standing coming from the toilet, there were 8 people taken to hospital with injuries.
Yeah, there were. Em and I were at the top of the plane. We were, I believe, the 14th or 15th row. So we didn't really see too many other passengers who were injured. Now, we did see the flight attendants with first aid kits going up and down the aisle. And in fairness to them, they were asking everyone if they were okay, if there were any injuries. Thankfully, Emma and I were okay. We did see loads of guards and medical staff outside the plane when we did get off Dublin, at Dublin, but we didn't see ourselves, we didn't see too many people injured.
Yeah. I think we've got Malcolm as well with us on the line, Conor and Emma. Malcolm, you were on this flight too, I believe, from Doha over the weekend.
Yeah, I've just been listening to Conor and Emma. I was a couple of rows behind them, yeah, so it was a pretty scary event, all right.
That feeling, as Emma described it, of, you know, she said it's nearly like a vertical drop.
It is, yeah. I mean, it felt like it went on for maybe 2, 3, 4 seconds, but it felt like the plane was literally just falling out of the sky. Yeah, just like a roller coaster, really.
And did it happen again after that one period?
No, it didn't happen again. There was a couple of tremors, which you'd expect as light turbulence, but nothing like that, no. I think what was frightening was it wasn't expected. There was no tremors, as I said, before the event, so the seatbelt signs weren't on. So a few people and a few children, I suppose, didn't have their seatbelts on, which added to the mayhem.
Yeah. Have you ever experienced anything like that before, Malcolm?
No, I mean, I'm a regular flyer, and I've experienced turbulence, but not to that scale.
Yeah.
No, that was quite frightening, yeah. I'd rather not do it again.
Yeah, I'd well believe it. I mean, we've all been on a flight where there's been some level of turbulence, but never quite to... Well, never at all. I've certainly never experienced anything like you or Conor or Emma Rose. And, you know, I suppose just in the week after the Singapore Airlines flight, you know, it's just incredible that the two would, you know, really happen within about 7 days apart.
Yeah, well, that's the first thing that sprung to my mind as well. And it was frightening that could happen so soon after the Singapore flight.
Had you been talking to any of the other passengers who were injured or frightened, Malcolm?
No, just the two passengers beside me. We were just quite frightened. And we were just looking forward to landing back in Dublin and hoping nothing else happened. But when there was a little tremor then a little while later, it you know, you were kind of a little apprehensive about it.
Absolutely.
What I found a bit unsettling was the captain didn't say anything for about maybe 20 minutes after the event. I thought he would have come on much, much sooner and explained or calmed the passengers down. But he literally came on and just said, we're evaluating the situation, whether we have to divert. But then we didn't hear any more from him until we landed, which was a bit strange.
Okay, and you reckon that was about 20 minutes or so after the first extreme turbulence?
I think it was.
Were you surprised by that, Conor?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, when he told us that we might have to divert, he said he'd get back to us within 5-10 minutes, I believe. And we didn't hear anything for the rest of the flight until we were about 20-25 minutes away from landing in Dublin when we started our descent. But it was very, very surprising that we didn't hear anything else off the pilot.
Yeah. And I've no doubt, Emma, sure people want reassurance, you know, or just to know... Yeah, you want somebody to tell you they know what's going on, don't you?
Yeah, like, and just not knowing. To be honest, it was kind of like, oh, sorry for the inconvenience. And then we waited and, you know, you just don't know if it going to happen again or, like, are we going to have to go somewhere? Like, I was watching, because we all had the screens, you know, the TV screens. So I was watching the flight back to see if we'd go somewhere different. And then there's also, like, cameras, so you can watch, like, straight ahead or below. So that's what I was watching.
Really? So you don't even know what you're looking for, I suppose.
Anything out of the ordinary. But it was just very, it's terrifying, really. Just and being afraid to take, you know, even to go to the bathroom. It was kind of, I was watching to see, can we get up? Like, is there anyone going to, you know...
Are we allowed to go to the toilet, I suppose, or even to take the belt off? Will you fly anytime soon, Emma, or... Will it put you off flying?
Yeah, I think I'll take a break.
A little break, yeah. What about you, Conor?
Oh yeah, definitely. We'll be fine for another couple of months anyway.
Yeah, and Malcolm, I know you're a regular or frequent flyer. Would it impact you at all?
Well, Well, I'm actually flying on Saturday.
Oh, are you?
Family holiday.
Right. Yeah, so okay. Yeah. Well, listen. best of luck with it. I know. Look, these things can happen for sure. But I've no doubt it was absolutely frightening for Malcolm and Connor and Emma Rose there, and I'm sure too for all of the other passengers. We're thinking too of the 8 that were taken to hospital. Hopefully, their injuries aren't too severe or aren't too extreme either. Listen, thanks a million, folks, for getting in touch and joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.